No, you did not tune in to a Gen X radio station. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are opening with Smashing Pumpkins for a reason that will be obvious in a moment. As we heard earlier in the show, Illinois is the leading state for pumpkin production. Here, as we said, that's primarily for consumption, all that pumpkin pie we eat every year at the holidays. But decorative pumpkins are also a big business. And after we're all done with our jack-o'-lanterns, all those millions of pumpkins are a big mess and a big problem for the environment. So today we're going to talk with people who are working to find a better way to say goodbye to our decorative gourds. A number of universities and other organizations are hosting pumpkin smash events this time of year. Joining us to talk more about what that entails are three people involved in such efforts this fall. Kay McKean is the founder and executive director of the group Scarce, an Illinois environmental nonprofit that started doing pumpkin smashes in 2014. Scarce, by the way, is an acronym for School and Community Assistance for Recycling and Composting Education. I'm going to stick with Scarce. Kay, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Brian.
And glad we also have glad to have you. We also have with us two people who are organizing a pumpkin smash event as we speak. They're calling in from the field at Southern Illinois University. Angie Keel and Amy Lemry join us live from SIU. Welcome, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show today. Thank you very much.
And if you have questions about pumpkin smash or what to do with your decorative gourds, you can call us at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Angie, I want to begin with you. Just let's start with the basics. Why should we not throw our pumpkins in the trash? What's the problem with that?
Well, pumpkins are 90% water. We don't need that going into the landfill. And when they decompose, they release methane gas, and we don't need that as well. We're lucky here in Southern Illinois that we have a composting facility on campus and a sustainable farm, and we'll be capturing those pumpkins to utilize them for soil amendments after they've been composted.
So what does that say soil amendment? That sounds like a fancy word for making fertilizer, right? What is the actual process like? Yeah, go ahead.
What we'll be doing is smashing them up. We've got a skid steer that's going to take it on over to the forced open air compost facility here on campus, where it will be environmentally taken care of, and then as the material decomposes and turns into the rich soil amendments, the students from the SIU Sustainable Farm will utilize those materials on their garden plots where they grow produce and then also sell it at the student center.
Kay, I want to bring you into the conversation. Now, Scarce started these, as I mentioned, these pumpkin smashes back in 2014. Just talk a little bit about how that project originally came about.
You know, Brian, it's really kind of easy. You know, you're driving down the street after Halloween and you see people's pumpkins sticking out of their garbage cans and you're going, that's a lot of water and that's a lot of great nutrients and that's garbage in our landfill and it's going to make methane gas. And so you see the problem and then you go, what is the solution? So I, along with the Illinois Environmental Council, we wrote the law for food scrap composting for the state. And so the next step then was to write a law to allow for special collections. And so the special collections, yep, we collect the pumpkins in a fun way, in as many fun ways as we can. But we're also trying to teach people no contaminants, no stickers, no candles. So we can avoid the methane gas. We can keep the water clean, protect our water quality. It's just a win-win kind of a situation. See a problem and look for kind of fun or interesting ways to educate and create a solution.
What is some of the fun involved for someone who has not been to a pumpkin smash event before?
Oh, my goodness, Brian. So we do have several places that have their pumpkin smash right at their community garden. And so they use baseball bats, golf clubs to smash those pumpkins and leave them on the ground.
Take out your work frustrations on a pumpkin day.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a school that uses sledgehammers. Downers Grove South uses sledgehammers. And so they make kind of too mushy of pumpkins, but anyway. But we also have in Joliet, we have Lewis University, and their physics club builds catapults. And so they catapult the pumpkins into a dumpster, and you kind of get points for if your catapult works correctly and which catapult wins the prize with the physics club. So there's a lot of different fun ways to do it. But I think one of the things we should think about is, I think everybody likes to smash pumpkins. You never got to smash pumpkins when you were a kid, unless you were kind of doing something naughty, but smashing the pumpkins into the bin. And I have to tell you, we thought that the kids would have a great time, and they do, but the dads have a great time smashing pumpkins.
I can, I will confess, I can imagine myself resembling that remark. Amy, let me bring you into the conversation. What are some of the fun ways people, if they go to the SIU pumpkin smash, might, I mean, do, I don't suppose you actually let people drive that heavy equipment, the skid steer?
No, we'll have our farm manager doing that, but we're going to have many opportunities for students to, we have a rage room. So we have two rage rooms students will be able to go in. We also have an atlatl station, so some medieval things will be happening today or tomorrow, excuse me. We also have little rooms for the children, and then we have the pumpkin seeds actually being roasted on site. So there's that, and then there's an educational piece. We'll have the University of Illinois Extension handing out some education items. And then we have a pumpkin drop and then T-ball smash. And we have, let's see, a photo room. We even have our photo booth so people can take photos after they smash their pumpkin.
It's like a Gallagher show come to life. What was I didn't catch the word you used when you said a medieval event. What was that?
Medieval tool. So we're using an atlatl, like a spear, and it'll be thrown in a pretty long distance. And we'll have the pumpkins about 50 feet out to the, where they can take that spear and throw it out. So we have different folks that are going to be managing that station.
Oh, they can try and spear like a javelin or something into a pumpkin.
Yes.
Fascinating. Yes. I hope maybe in future years you can get a trebuchet. Am I saying that right? A
catapult? Oh, yes. We actually have that in our plans for the future to have maybe some physics students get involved and engineer that themselves. Oh, and the robotics club has agreed to hold their robot to do a BattleBots robot smash for us.
Nice.
For next year.
Love it. Love it. All right. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about pumpkin smashes. Pumpkin smashes. Say that three times. There's one happening at Southern Illinois University. We are speaking with Angie Keel and Amy Lemrai live on site. Angie is the recycling coordinator at the Jackson County Health Department, and Amy is director of sustainability for Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. We're also speaking with Kay McKean, founder and executive director of the group Scares, which is an environmental nonprofit that's been organizing pumpkin smashes since 2014. Kay, talk about the engagement that Scares has had. Your work primarily, you have I've looked on your website. There are little dots all over the state, even some other places, primarily, though, in the Chicagoland area. How did you build support for this idea?
You know, it really built itself. We started with three towns, Wheaton, Glen Ellyn, and Elmhurst in 2014. And I think when you have something that's fun, that energy just kind of multiplies. And so, we were thrilled with this year we are at 88 in Illinois, 88 locations. That's quite a few. And we have seven that we've been talked to in different states, New York, Indiana, and Mississippi. So I think when you find something fun, it's also educational and it's very good for the planet. And we have a kind of a saying that we say here, if you take on one environmental project and wow, that didn't hurt, or that was fun, or that was easy, you might be willing to take another step. Take on one more activity that you could do for protecting the environment. And it's a fun thing because the whole family can do it together. So I think it just multiplied almost on its own. It just kept growing. The momentum was fun, and so it kept growing.
Angie, what do people need to know if they show up for a pumpkin smash? I mean, should you bring a poncho? Do you need to bring your own weapons? What are some of the guidelines you tell people?
Well, for our site down here, we're just asking them to bring in a contaminant-free pumpkin. And we actually have some that we've collected from a community pumpkin glow that was here where they had over 800 pumpkins. So we've got some pumpkins out here, but our goal is really to get people to bring their contaminant-free pumpkins to our facility here where they can smash it up. We also have a drop-and-go spot available as well for those that don't have time to spend the whole day or the whole morning.
You know, we got a couple of suggestions for alternate pumpkin disposal methods. My colleague Jim Meadows sent me a message in our communication system, said he was talking to an employee at a small pumpkin farm in Indiana, told him that the day after Halloween, all their leftover pumpkins are donated to a hog farm for consumption by the livestock. Go ahead, Kay, if you want to respond to
Brian,
that.
Brian, we have it in Wheaton. We have a lady who has goats. And so she comes to our event every year and she picks out the largest pumpkins that she can carry. That people bring that have not been cut. So her goats can first play with them and then the goats will eat them. So absolutely. And you know, Brookfield Zoo, they freeze pumpkins in big ice blocks for the polar bears for, you know, some environmental interest, right? For the polar bears. So there's a lot of animal kinds of projects that are great.
And we had a caller, Jackie in Peoria, I think it got disconnected, but wanted to start a pumpkin patch in her yard and wants to know if she can grow one using leftover pumpkins from this year and how would that work? I don't know if you can speak to that as well.
Yes, I think you'll absolutely. If you smash your pumpkins in your yard, if the squirrels don't eat all of the seeds, you will have some volunteers in the spring. And that's kind of a fun way to get some pumpkins growing, especially if you've got little kids at your house. To see how long the vines are, see how beautiful the flowers are, of course, and then to grow your own pumpkin. So yeah, you can get some volunteers, that is for sure.
Volunteers, could you hold the seed and plant it in the spring, or does it need to be planted in the fall? I don't know how that works.
I think it's good to plant them in the fall, and I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I think there are dry seeds that you can dry them in a particular way and have them ready for the spring.
Well, at this point, I'll recommend our fellow Illinois Public Media show, Mid-American Gardener, which did an entire pumpkin episode recently. People can seek that out, and maybe they can get some better advice on pumpkin growing there. Amy, let me ask you, or Angie, if either of you wants to weigh in on this. If someone lives in a place in Illinois where there is not a pumpkin smash happening, is there a way that people can DIY this project?
Well, sure. We're encouraging folks to seek out community gardens. A lot of those have compost facilities. We're also encouraging folks to get their own backyard compost pile started.
Great,
so
great.
We're actually going to have a survey at our event to get feedback. We're hoping to spur some community composting or residential composting programs in our area. So that's one of our goals for this event is really getting like-minded folks together to talk about those challenges and things that we can do. Like Kay said, to push the needle forward. That's what we're trying to do in Southern Illinois too.
Kay, did you have any last thoughts on that? If people want to DIY,
I did. Yeah, so you know, Chicago has 15 locations now where people can register and be part of the food scrap drop-off, and so. Some folks are actually afraid too many of those bins will be filled with pumpkins and they'll be filled right away. Oak Park has now 4 drop-off food scrap locations and absolutely compost in your own backyard. Keep the water and the nutrients in your own backyard. But we now have 80 communities, more than 80 communities with curbside food scrap composting. So along with your leaves, you can put your pumpkins. But it's really important, as Amy said, is to make sure you take the stickers off. No contaminants, to put it wherever. Whatever you're going to do in your own backyard, in your curbside compost bin, at one of the community drop-offs, make sure that they're contamination-free. No candles, right?
And that's the contaminants you're referring to, is people put decorative elements, sparklies or whatever, on a pumpkin. That's no good for composting.
And, you know, we have a really great statewide organization, the Illinois Food Scrap Composting Coalition. And this is a statewide group trying to promote education about composting, helping to get more communities with food scrap composting, helping to promote using compost made from food scraps on your park districts or your own property. So this Illinois Food Scrap Composting Coalition is statewide education, promotion, building communities working together to protect our soil, water, and air. And this is truly a project that does protect soil, water, and air. And that makes it very unique as well as fun.
Kay McKean is the founder and executive director of the environmental group Scarce. Angie Keel is recycling coordinator at the Jackson County Health Department in Southern Illinois. Amy Lemry is director of sustainability at Southern Illinois University. Kay, Angie, Amy, thank you all so much for talking pumpkin smashes with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian, for having us.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Let's enjoy some Smashing Pumpkins as we think about smashing our pumpkins. We'll talk with you again on Monday. Yeah.